You are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS.
And Frontline. The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
Ever get the feeling you've been cheated?
It is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times building in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. On the program today, Magnum Cum Sucky. 2014 grads beat out the 2013 grads of college graduates with the most debt in the history of our nation. Also on the program today, the National Defense Authorization Act getting larded up with some amendments that are very disturbing, some less disturbing. Follow up on that corporate free speech interview we did, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and the perhaps the most insidious agenda behind Common Core ever. We will get to that. And what could be a very important development in industry's response to climate change, and for that matter, in conservative gubernatorial response to expanding Medicaid. And then, of course, the unbelievable and nefarious plan behind Chipotle's latest decision to throw their lot in with the Fast and Furious crowd. We'll explain on the program. Also, plenty on Dinesh D'Souza, Ben Carson, and God forgive me, I don't know if I'm going to read that thing from Palin.
I don't know if I can.
I really don't know if I can.
We'll make sure it happens, bro.
All that and more, and of course your phone calls and IMs on today's program. No guest, so we may take your phone calls a little bit earlier than normal today, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow on the program, as a programming note, well, I should also say, I mean, today is a... It's not the Super Tuesday, but it is, I guess, for the a mini Super Tuesday, as it is an off-year election. Senate primaries in some rather important states, or at least in regards to the potential of the Republicans taking over the Senate. I'm thinking about Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas. Oregon is also having a Republican Senate primary today. We will have on the program tomorrow Dave Weigel, who is one of the better reporters out there when it comes to what's happening in the states. The guy seems to be constantly traveling, and he doesn't always predict publicly, but I'm on a couple of lists where he sometimes will make predictions, and they seem to he seems to always have a very good sense of what is going on the ground. And so we will get you the results of tonight's. I mean, I don't think we're going to see any major surprises. And we're going to hear the narrative that the establishment Republicans have regained their footing. And That may be the case, but only insofar as they have now moved so far to the right that they have closed out the daylight. And it's almost not even accurate to say that they've moved far to the right, because in many respects, they've always been there. They've simply adopted all of the worst of the Republican base proposals. However, they are trained not to use the non-dog whistle. In other words, you will not hear a Republican, so-called establishment Republican, one who's actually been in office, let's say things like, they won't go all rapey talk. They just won't do it. They'll say other things about personhood or whatnot, but they won't go into that same arena. I don't know that you could find a lick's worth of policy discrepancy, but again, these are just more media trends. So when you hear people talk about the ascendancy of the establishment, just know that it was really just, it's the same money, and it's just they realize that they have to go for people who are just better media trained in the final analysis. All right, let's get in on this, because as you know, we have talked quite a bit about the high-stakes testing regime that has been imposed on our school children, first by No Child Left Behind, then by Race to the Top. The latest innovation in the context of corporate education reform has been the Common Core. Now, I am of two minds about the Common Core. I don't know that there's anything necessarily problematic about the standards. What is problematic about them is that they have been developed, as far as I can tell, and implemented on the ground without the proper amount of input from teachers and educators. They also provide a very easy way to institute high-stakes testing, which is at the very least a big payday for a lot of corporations who are friends with politicians. There's also a huge number of other problems involved, not just in the fact that these tests are so high stake, but that so much time, because they are high stake, is devoted towards teaching towards the test. And, you know, and just talking to my own daughter's teachers, I've just seen what it has done to the morale of teachers and what it's done to the way that kids learn. Never did I believe I would find common cause with right-wing Tea Party lawmakers who apparently are also speaking out against the Common Core and the huge payday involved in implementing the Common Core. But I never, ever understood what was really behind the Common Core until I heard this clip from Florida State Representative Charles Van Zandt speaking at the Operation Education Conference in Orlando. Let's hear what he says.
Our new Secretary of Education in Florida recently appointed AIR to receive the $220 million contract for end-of-course exam testing and to prepare those tests.
Pause it. $220 million. This is a huge business. And understand this is just the tip of the iceberg, because they will expand into other grades, this testing regime. They then print out, here's a way to prepare your kids for Common Core tests. They have about 14 other businesses that will emanate off this first contract. So there's huge money here. So kudos to Charles Van Zandt calling out these corporate education reformers.
Please go on their website. Click the link to what they're doing with youth and you will see what their agenda really is. They are promoting as hard as they can any youth that is interested in the LGBT agenda.
Yes, that is exactly why I've been... Wait, what?
And even name it 2-S, which they define as having two spirits. The Bible says a lot about being double-minded. These people that will now receive $220 million from the state of Florida unless this is stopped will promote double-mindedness in state education and attract every one of your children to become as homosexual as they possibly can. I'm sorry to report that to you. Randy, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak.
As homosexual as they possibly can. I'm trying now to... That's almost, I have to say, form meets function here. Because that's almost as screwed up as some of these testing questions are. What the hell does it mean to become as homosexual as they can? But kudos to Charles Van Sant for putting that out there.
If Billy is becoming as homosexual as he can be at 200 homosexualities per minute, then
that's right.
And if Jenny is becoming as homosexual as she can, at
if Billy has received 3 anonymous hand jobs in a rest stop, and
yes,
Jimmy
I guess,
has just downloaded the Grindr app, but Jenny,
I guess
has
what Charles Van Sant is saying, there's you can be a little homosexual. Like, homosexual as they can is like when you actually come out of the closet. A little homosexual is when you're just like, you know, you don't want them to go full boat. You want them just to keep it in the restroom on I-95 and still be married for 25 years to one of the greatest women. And I'd like to bring her up here now. Unbelievable. Wow.
The Republican state legislator who advocates for the traditional family and also may or may not find himself in situations on that same I-95
right,
corridor.
But the Common Core will make them even more homosexual, the bad kind, where they don't feel as bad about themselves and they're not shamed.
Say tonight, blue.